You're listening to Psalm 51, a message from our More Than a Song series. God is faithful to restore us whenever we fail. Learn more about this truth in the fourth week of this series on worship.
My name is Chinkitan. I'm one of your Victory Group leaders here. We're going to talk about worship. Actually, we're going through already 4 weeks. Okay, this is the fourth week of worship. First week, we talk about the Lord. Fight the battle for us. Second week, we talk about the Lord is our strength in times of weakness and vulnerability. And the third week, we talked about the Lord only fights and gives us strength, but He's also our, not only fights and gives our strength, but He's also our vindicator. He's our protector. And oftentimes when we talk about worship, the first thing that comes into our mind is about songs, praise, di ba? You sing songs, and may mga iba, di ba? Habang nag-worship, I cried the tears, you wipe it dry, I was confused, di ba? Pero worship is beyond song. Actually, a lot of people always think also you can only worship God when everything's okay, when you're really all right with God. But today, everybody say today. Or you can say tonight, okay? We are going to talk about how we can worship God in times of what? Weakness. We are going to also talk about how can we worship God in times of failures. And last but not the least, we are going to talk about how we can worship God in times of what? Sinning. Ooh, really? In times of weakness, failure, and sinning, you can still indeed worship God? Yes, actually, there's a story in the Bible. I cannot just read the whole story because it's quite long, but I'm sure it's very popular. It's found in 2 Samuel chapter 11. This is David, King David, falling into what? Sin. David was on top of his condominium, penthouse, and actually, he was looking all over with his binoculars, and he was able to spot Bathsheba. And Bathsheba, are you familiar with Bathsheba? She was the girl who's taking a bath. That's the reason why her name is Bathsheba. And then, because of that, he was tempted. And he, because he's the king, during those times, whatever the king said, everyone follows. So he requested Bathsheba to go to the palace, and something happened. He committed adultery with that girl, got the girl pregnant, and he was so confused. He doesn't know what he needs to do. So the husband happens to be one of these faithful and loyal soldiers. See, his name is Uriah, okay? And then what basically David did, from one sin, it led to another. He sent Uriah in front of the front line. And then Uriah was what? Killed. And because of that, a very good friend, a prophet by the name of Nathan, approaching on 2 Samuel. And this is where we will start the story or the scripture. Let's read. Then Nathan, the prophet, can we read it all together? 1, 2, 3. Then Nathan said to what? You are the... This is what the Lord, the God of Israel says. What did God says? I anointed you over the king of Israel. I delivered you from the hand of what? Saul. And then what happened? I gave you master's house to you and your master's wives into your what? Arms. I gave you all what? And if all of this had been too little, I would have even given you what? More. Grabe, binigay na lahat. Langit, lahat, binigay na lahat. Pero kung gusto, bibigyan pa kita. Pero anong ginawa ni David? What did David did? What did you, why did you what? Despise the word of the Lord by doing what is evil in his eyes. You struck down Uriah and with the Hittite sword and then took his wife to be your own. You killed him with the sword of what? Of the Ammonites. Why don't we close our eyes and bow for a moment for a prayer. Bow our head for a moment for prayer. Heavenly Father, I pray that you'd speak to each and every person inside this room. Lord, while I was preparing for this message, Lord, you have revealed so many things in my life. Lord, I pray also as you revealed so many things in my life that you would also reveal it to each and every person inside this room that we can indeed worship you not only in times of victory, in times of goodness, in times of happiness, but we can also worship you in times of what? Sinning, in times of failure, and in times of darkness. This in Jesus' name we pray. And everybody say a mighty amen. First things first, I really like the first part about Nathan confronting David. Do you know all of us inside this room, sometimes we need a David in our lives. Yung when you say David, alam mo yun, malalaman mo talaga ang isang tunay mong kaibigan, hindi yung panahon ng ano eh, yung kasaganahan eh. Hindi yung panahon na okay ang buhay mo eh. And then, yun nga, hindi yung panahon na maraming kampera. And then, whether we like it or not, if you have lots of money today, remember this, money is very relative. What do I mean by that? The more money you have, the more relatives you have. Is that right? Yes or no? And then you would really know the real person when you don't have any more money, you're not any more popular, you don't have anything. And also another type of a friend is a person who can really tell you right in front of your face that you have bad breath. Alam mo, may mga kaibigan ka na kunyari may body odor ka, at the same time may bad breath ka. Yung habang nagsasalita ka, tinitiis ka lang. Alam mo, di mo tunay na kaibigan yun. Kung talagang tunay at mahal ka, sasabihin nila may problema ka. Amen? Pero wag naman diretso, no? Baho mo. Walang ganun na. Masyado naman brutal yan. Pero you know what? Surprisingly, there is a Nathan in the life of David. Confronted him of his what? Sin. Imagine mo, king, sasabihan mo, oy! What you did was wrong. Alam mo, the king can immediately execute Nathan. But Nathan, led by the power of the Holy Spirit as a prophet of God, really spoke to him. And this was the main topic. The main topic was the response of what, David? Normally, when we are confronted with sin, may sinasabi sa atin, di ba minsan dinedeny pa natin? Tama mali? Minsan tinatago pa natin eh. Minsan gina-justify pa natin. Yun pang problema. But the response of David was very different. It is found on Psalms chapter 51. It says here, on verse 1, it says, "Have mercy on me, O God." This is David saying, according to your what? Unfailing love. According to your what? Great compassion. Blot out my what? Transgression. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. And next scripture, he says, "For I know my transgression. My sin is always before me against you. You only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So you are right in your verdict and justified when you what? Judge." Surely, meron pang pinagpituloy, "I was sinful at birth, sinful at the time from my mother's conceived, yet you desired faithfulness even in the womb. You taught me wisdom in the secret place." And on last scripture, in verse 7, "Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter as snow." This is really amazing. An amazing response from a king. Instead of defending his sin, he admitted to his sin. Makikita mo yan sa first ano eh. Before we talk about the admission of ano, let's look at first at the nature of God. On Psalms 51 verse 1 and 2. So kung titignan natin yan, there are three words that I want us to what? Not the nature of God first. We talk about the nature of sin. Okay? Makikita natin how sinful man is. Number one, sinabi niya, "Blot out my what? Transgressions." Number two, "Blot out my what? Iniquity." And number three, "Blot out my sin." This is what? Man's nature. And one thing I really like from what David said was what? It always started with what? My. Everybody say the word my. He never said the transgressions of man, the iniquity of man, the sin of man. He wasn't referring to a judge. He was referring to himself specifically. Kasalanan ko, pagkukulang ko. Diba? Ika nga, ako ang nagkamali. When you talk about transgressions, sins, iniquity, this is where we can see the nature of man. It's a fallen nature. We are sinful. And whether you like it or not, di ba may kantang, "Gusto mong bumait pero di mo ma? Nasa Diyos ang awa pero nasa tao ang gawa." Pero wala na sa Bible yun. Gusto natin bumait pero hindi natin kaya eh. Kahit anong pilit natin. Because our nature as a person, we are what? All sinners. It reminded me of a story of a scorpion and a frog. They had a bushfire, and when there was a bushfire, and the frog was already about to what? To cross the lake. There's only one way to cross the lake. But the scorpion cannot swim. So the scorpion talked to the frog and said, "Can you please help me to cross?" "No, I cannot allow you to cross. Because if you ride on my back, you might sting me." And the scorpion said, "Come on. Common sense, if I sting you, you will die and I will also what? I will also drown. Well, it makes a lot of sense. So you know what? Then the frog allowed the scorpion to jump on his back, and then when they were already, the frog was swimming in the middle of the pond, then suddenly the scorpion stung the frog. And when the scorpion stung the frog, "Why did you sting me? Bakit mo ako kinagat?" Or, diba, Pinoy son. And then the scorpion said, "Sorry, it's my nature." So you know what? All of us inside this room, we want to be good. We try to be good. But despite of our goodness, it will never happen. Because our sinful nature will overtake us. And once we fall into sin, once we live in sin, you know what happens? We live under shame, guilt. Diba? Parang feeling natin, it's not right. As a matter of fact, you dreaded that feeling so much. There was a point in my life, dreaded that feeling so much that I want to commit suicide. That's so strange. You hate that feeling, but you want to end that feeling. Because I cannot fight this feeling anymore. Oh, kasi kumakanta siya, kaya kailangan kanta kayo ko rin, di ba? That's the reason why, ladies and gentlemen, if you saw people, especially the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, do not envy when the wicked prosper. They may look good on the outside, but they really stink in the inside. Believe me. They don't have good sleep. Sometimes we hear in the news, grabe, ang garapal naman nila, di ba? Okay lang yan. Kahit sabi mo, ang gaganda ng bahay nila lahat, pero sa totoo lang, hindi nakakatulog mga yun. Amen? Kaya nga, that is what the sinful nature of man. But on the other side, if there's a sinful nature of man, let us look at the nature of God. It's found in Psalms 51 verse 1. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your what? Again, unfailing love, according to your what? Great compassion. Three words I want us to focus. Number one is the word called what? Mercy. Everybody say mercy. Second is what? Unfailing love. And number three is what? Great compassion. That explains naman, on the opposite side, the nature of what? God's nature is what? Mercy, unfailing love, and what? Great compassion. It's completely the entire opposite. If we have a sinful nature of man, there's also a what? Good nature or godly nature of God. So, kung makikita mo talaga, when you talk about mercy, something that we deserve, but God withhold it from us. We deserve to be punished, but God loves us so much that He sent His one and only Son to withhold the punishment. Because of His what? Unfailing love. What we call unconditional, the agape love. Yet, we deserve to be crucified, but God said, no, I'll take the crucifixion for you. He has great compassion for the people who are lost. That is the nature of God. And when these two forces collide, these two spirits collide, these two powerhouses collide, sin and God's nature, who do you think will win? Well, if there's a competition, like for example, if there's an alien invasion that will come to the Philippines, and we will select, diba, one person, or let's say one individual to defend us, who will you what? Who will you choose? Number one, will you choose Optimus Prime? Or number two, will you choose Hello Kitty? Who will you choose? Pag sinabi mo Hello Kitty, ha, medyo delikado ka talaga. Okay, when it comes naman into ano, sprint, di ba? Running fast. Who will you choose? Will you choose the fastest man in the world, Usain Bolt? Or will you choose Pastor Larry, who's very fast in other field, ha? Not in running. And when it comes naman, that, for example, in terms of basketball, okay? Sino naging champion this year sa NBA? But parang isa lang fan yata ng Miami Heat dito, ha? Okay? Siyempre, si LeBron James, MVP again, di ba? Go LeBron. Who will you choose kung one-to-one ang kalaban? Will you choose LeBron or will you choose Pastor what? Dennis. Sino? Sino pipiliin nyo? Naks naman, mga sinungaling talaga, Pastor Dennis daw. Oh. Let me tell you, LeBron James can win basketball one-on-one, but Pastor Dennis can beat him on one-to-one. Come on, di ba? let's say naman, ito yung scenario naman natin. Another scenario. Let's say, na ano tayo, nasa aeroplano tayo, na-hijack tayo, kailangan natin ng rescuer. Sino pipiliin mo? Si Mr. Chuck Norris? FYI, no, for the young people, Chuck Norris. Ira po namin. Siya yung parang pinaka-ano eh. Ang tawag dito? Bruce Willis or basta action hero siya. Pero buhay pa siya. Buhay pa. Who will you choose? Chuck Norris or Pastor Tito Almadin? Okay, alam na natin kung sino pipili natin. If you choose, yun nga, between the nature of God's nature and man's nature, who do you think ultimately will win? God's nature or man's nature? Again? It's incomparable. The one who will win definitely will be God's mercy, God's love, and God's grace versus what? The iniquity, the sin, and the transgression of what? Man. Hands down, yun ang pinakamagandang illustration. When I say hello, can you please say hi? Hello? If you're coming to this church for the very first time, you're visiting with us for the very first time, if you've been here for a lot of times already, let me tell you this. This is the good news about God's grace, God's love, and God's mercy. There's nothing that you and I can do that God cannot forgive. If there's a sin, a transgression, an iniquity that cannot be repaid by the God's love, but God's grace and God's mercy, Christ died for nothing. That is one thing that we need to accept. That is one thing that we need to receive. So this is the question right now. How do we apply God's mercy in our lives? First things first, we got to what? We got to what? Admit. Everybody say admit. We got to admit our sin in our lives. Where can you find that? As a matter of fact, it's found on verse 3 already. This is David again, the king, saying, "For I know my transgression, my sin is always what? Before me." He admitted. He never denied. Some people, once they're confronted with sin, first thing they do, denial. Why do people deny their sin? They don't want to admit. Because they have what we call as what? Fear. Fear of what other people might say. Fear of the consequence. Fear of what will happen in the future. Would you agree? Yes or no? As a matter of fact, I did a survey at home when I was doing this message. At tinatanong ko yung mga anak ko eh. Mga anak, pag kayo ay nagsisinungaling, bakit ayaw nyo magsabi ng totoo? So, yun lumabas. Pero number one common denominator among my kids, they said it's the word called what? Pride. Everybody say pride. All of us inside this room, the reason why sometimes we do not want to admit because we have pride in our hearts. And admit it or not, all of us, we have pride. Is that right? May mga iba, pride chicken, pride pork chop, depende ka nung pride lang. So talking about pride, it reminded me of another story. Itong story na ito, I cannot really forget. This was during my elementary years. Naalala niyo kung pumapasok pa sa eskwela, minsan may kaibigan ka talaga matalik. Ang kaibigan kong matalik sa eskwelahan, janitor namin. So kabady-body ko yan eh. And he always loved to tell me stories, and I always loved his what? At his stories. And one of the unforgettable story was about Juan Cuto and his best friend si Pedro. Si parati sila nag-aaway. Si Pedro, parati tinutok si Juan Cuto. Juan Cuto, Juan Cuto! So Pedro tumatakbo. One time, tumakbo si Pedro sa gubat. So, hinabol siya ni Juan Cuto. Unfortunately, Pedro didn't see that there was a quicksand. So, he fell into the quicksand. When he fell in the quicksand, sabi niya, "Juan, tulungan mo ako. Malulunod ako dito. Tutulungan lang kita. Pagbawiin mo na hindi na ako si Juan Cuto." Sagot pa ni Pedro, "Mamatay na ako, pero ikaw pa rin si Juan Cuto." Eh, syempre, it's a quicksand. So, he was sinking already slowly. It was already chest deep. "Pedro, bawiin mo lang. Liligtasin kita. I will save you." Juan Cuto ka pa rin. And then, lumbog pala. Yeah, lubog na hanggang. Eh, nako. "Pedro, nasa leeg na. Leeg. Liligtasin kita. Bawiin mo lang." Juan Cuto ka pa rin. Grabe, ang tigas. And finally, he was sinking. Naka-stretch out na lang hands, yung exposed na lang. "Pedro, kung naririnig mo pa ako, bawiin mo. Liligtas kita." Sagot ni Pedro, namatay sa pride. Ay, grabe. You know what? Once we hide our sins, we don't admit, you know where we will be buried? Guilt. Shame. Condemnation. We feel that we are unworthy. So instead of running towards to God, human tendency is we run away from what? From God. You know what? Let me tell you this. King David knows this. Admission is not a sign of weakness. As a matter of fact, listen to this. You know what God, the Holy Spirit, told me when I was preparing this message? Whenever we fall into sin, God, the Holy Spirit, convicted us or convicts us. Whenever someone convicts us and tells us that you have some problem, once you admit, admission is not a sign of weakness, but admission is a sign of worship. Because that is your first step, not away from God, your first step towards to what? God. Second thing we need to do. What we need to do, second thing, is what? Confess our sins. After you admitted, yes, you realize that you're wrong. Second thing that we need to do is confess it. There is power in your words. There is power in what? Confession. That's the reason why in the Bible it says, when you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, then you will what? Have what? Eternal life. There is power in confession. Because actually, unconsciously, when you confess, you know what you're doing? You are signing a supernatural and a spiritual contract. Ninang Connie reminded me during that time when I was still with 700 Club. There's a time, may sinabi ako, di ba? Sinasabi ko, I said, yung patawa lang, pabiro. Di ba? Nako, mamamatay ako sa init ng ulo, mamamatay ako. Chinky, mag-ingat ka. You know, your words has power. Once you tell that, you're confessing. You are signing an agreement with the enemy. Kahit pabiro yan, pero may laman yon. Are you here? So that's the reason why, likewise, we need to confess our sin. Where can you find that? As a matter of fact, again, David was saying on verse 4, against you, only you, or you only, have I sinned and that done what is evil in your what? Sight. He confessed that what he did was evil. He didn't say na, actually, ano lang yan eh. White lie, gray lie. Pink lie. No. He said it was what? Evil. And from the Bible that I read, God said, God will give grace to the humble and he will oppose the what? The proud. Once we confess our sin, we are humbling ourselves. And then God would say, and Jesus also, God will say that he's willing to forgive us. But this is really surprising. If you read the scriptures, tuloy-tuloy mo talaga, makikita mo talaga yung brokenness talaga ni David eh. Aside from admitting that what he's done is evil on verse 5 and 6, ito pa sinabi niya, surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. So he also then acknowledged that his sin was not only during the time when he sinned, he also understood where is the source of his sin. His source of sin came even from Adam and what? Eve. Amen? Alam niya yun. Hindi niya tinago yun. As a matter of fact, do you believe that all of us are sinners inside this room? Yes or no? And unfortunately, if we have sinned, on Romans chapter 23, God says, for all have sinned and fall short the glory of God. When you say what? All. What do you mean by all? What do you mean by all? Lahat. And no one is exempted. And unfortunately, when we sin, there's what we call as wages. May kabayaran yan. When you work, you get paid. Likewise with sin. What's the wages of sin? What's the wages of sin? And I want us to focus on one word. The word is word. The word called what? Sin. Is sin there singular or plural? When you say singular, it's one. Plural, marami siya. Sin, singular. Okay, class. Ano tayo? Back to basic tayo. Sin, one. Sins, many. And here it says what? One sin. With only one sin that we have committed in our entire life, that will disqualify us from going to heaven. Now, let me ask you this question. How many sins do you think we commit in one day? More or less. Destiny. That's my daughter. Okay. How many sins do you think we commit in one day? Can we say five? Yes or no? Yes, five? More pa. Okay na, 5 na lang, pwede na. Okay, 5 sins times 30 days, 150 sins in a month, times 12 months, 1,800 sins in a year. Times my age right now, 20. That's okay. I just again. I sin again. So again, dagdag na isa. I just lied. So we're talking about me at the age of 40 plus. Okay, yan, yun na totoong age ko. Plus lang, hindi pa tapos. 40 plus. I've sinned more or less around 70 to 80,000 times already. So if I've sinned 70 to 80,000 times, that's plural. I'm already disqualified in heaven. And the debt that he was staring here is not the physical, it's not only the physical debt, it's the eternal debt or what we call a spiritual debt. So, bad news. All of us is disqualified to go to heaven. But meron pang buti na lang, meron pang but. Everybody say but! But the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. There's a redemption. There's forgiveness. And let me tell you this, what is the benefit of what? Forgiveness. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. Again, according to your great compassion, that is your nature. You know what's the benefit? Number one, he will what? Blot out all our what? Transgression. He will what? Wash away all my iniquity and our iniquities. And third, he will cleanse us from our what? Sin. Once we receive the forgiveness, the gift of God, he will give us three things. Number one, blot out, wash away, and cleanse. When you talk about blotting out, this is not just simple blotting out. For us to better understand and appreciate what do you mean by blotting out. Sino po sa atin dito ang may mga utang? Pakitaas sa mga kamay. Home loan, car loan, lahat ng loan, no? Okay? Sino sa inyo na nananalangin na sana mawala na utang nyo? Pakitaas sa mga kamay. Sinong nananalangin na sana mawala na inutangan nyo? Pakitaas sa mga kamay. Yun na yung pinakamabilis. Lord, take him away. Sama naman, inutangan mo pa, di ba? Just imagine this, para makarelate tayo. Once you have big debt, ang laki ng utang mo, stress ka na, hindi mo alam paano ko magbabayad, and all of the sudden, lumapit sa iyo yung pinagkakautangan mo. At sinabi, the Lord spoke to me and told me, kung ano man ang utang mo, wala na. Huh? Di tama yan, ha? Di tama yan, ha? Siyempre, pag sinabi sa'yo, ano magiging reaction mo? Will you be happy? Yes or no? Erase. It is as if nothing what? Happened. It never what? Existed. That is what I meant by blotting out. When you talk about wash away, sino sa inyo unfortunately binaha kayo, pinasok yung bahay? Nung binaha, pinasok bahay, may putik? Yes or no? Ano ginawa mo pagkatapos ng baha? Lininis mo. Wala pa ako nakita. Uy, ang ganda ng design. Iwan na lang natin, ha? Okay siya. You will wash it what? Away. Because you know that's filthy. And not only that, he promised once you receive forgiveness, he will clean it. He will cleanse it. Just like on a plate. Diba? After eating the plate, first thing we do, Destiny, at home, once you eat, after, what do? You wash the plate. You clean the plate. None of us inside this room would say, wag na natin linisin para bukas pagkain ko, kung ano man nakain ko kahapon, para malasahan ko pa. Grabe ka na. No one wants that. So once we receive forgiveness, that is what happens. Those are the benefits. My question right now, do you want your sins and your conscience to be blotted out? Yes or no? Do you want it to be washed away and be cleansed? Yes or no? So if you want to receive the forgiveness of God, this is the last thing that we need to do. Yes, admission is good. Confession is good. But if we don't do number three, it will never work. What's number three? We need to what? Repent. Everybody say repent. Repent from our sins. Where can you find that? Again, in chapter 7, verse 7, I'm sorry. Cleanse me with hyssop and I will be clean. Wash me and I will be whiter than snow. Once we repent, when you talk about repentance is not remorse. It is not because you got caught and you will say sorry. Some people, the reason why they're saying sorry, I am sorry. Because he has, not sheep. Because the person has no choice. That person got caught. Nag-gets nyo? A person who's sorry will never say, "Oh, bakit ka late?" "Eh, sorry, I'm late kasi traffic." When you say you are sorry, you don't add any more what? Excuses. You take the full blame. Again, you can sense the sinful nature of man. It goes back again to the time of Adam and Eve. God instructed Adam to be the protector of the land. You will be the head. And then what happens? "You shall eat of this tree of any fruit, but you cannot eat from this tree." And then what happened? They sinned. Their eyes were open. They started to hide. And when God confronted Adam, "Adam, why did you eat from this tree?" Sagot ni Adam, "Not my fault, it's her fault." And when God confronted Eve, "Why did you tempt your husband?" "Not my fault, it's the serpent's fault." And when God confronted the serpent, "Why did you tempt Adam and Eve?" Nobody to blame. Wala na ituturo eh. Kung meron lang ituturo, ituturo pa rin niya. Are you here? That's our nature. We point, we blame. But if you say you repent, you don't blame anyone, you take all the brunt, you take all the consequence, you say that you are what? Responsible. And that is exactly what David did. When he was confronted with Nathan, did he say, "Not my fault"? Really? Prove it. Eh, paano naman si Bathsheba? Parati na lang pag lumalabas sa kanyang penthouse, parati naka miniskirt. Ang miniskirt niya sing ikli ng sinturon. "It's not my fault, she tempted me. It's her fault." He didn't say that. He admitted that he was the guy who should be responsible. He repented. When you say repentance, it's turning not towards sin, but turning away from sin. At madalas ko naririnig, "You know what? I made a 360 degrees when I met the Lord." Oh, you made 360 degrees. Woo! Balik ka ulit. No, it's 180 degrees, di ba? Dapat hanggang ganun lang. Huwag ka mag-360. Babalik ka eh. Yung mga nagte-testimony talaga, oh. So, gets nyo ba? Should we repent? Yes or no? Even if you admitted, even if you confess, but if you never repented, it will never work. And then let me tell you this. Why is cleansing very important? It's very consistent in God's word. In Isaiah 1:18, it says here, "Come now, let us settle this matter," says the Lord. Imagine mo, tayo na nagkasala, siya pa nakikiusap. Sige, pag-usapan natin. Normally nga, dapat tayo makiusap eh, pero siya pa nakikiusap. "Though your sins are scarlet, they would be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like what? Wool." But it's not enough. On Acts 3:19, "Repent then and turn to God. Your sins may be what? And that times of refreshing may come from the Lord." Once God wipes out our sin, it is as if it never existed. You will have no more guilt. You will have no more shame. You can come go boldly in the presence of God, not because of our good works, but because of the blood and the forgiveness of God. On Acts 3:19, again, another version, "Repent therefore and turn again, then your sins may be again blotted out." Again, blot, wash away, cleanse. It's very consistent. On 1 John 1:9, "If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us," again, "our sins and to cleanse us from" what? "From what? From what? All unrighteousness." What do you mean by all? Your past, your present, and your future. Sins will be already be forgiven. It will be blotted out. It will be cleansed. He will remember our sins no more. Ladies and gentlemen, we just need to understand God's nature, man's nature. God's nature is mercy, love, and grace. But in order for us to receive the forgiveness of God, in order for us to get the benefits of being blotted out, washed away, and cleansed, we need first to what? Admit. Second, we need to what? Confess. And third, we need to what? Repent. Again, admission, confession, repentance is not only act for sinners. Actually, when we do this, this is a sign of worship. You know what we're saying? Lord, I cannot help myself. I cannot clean myself. Right now, it is you who's going to clean me. It's you who's going to help me. It's going to be you who's going to wash away my sin. As I close, let me encourage you. Why we worship God? We worship God not because we are good, because He is good. Because no one inside this room is good enough to gain the merit and the favor of God. Amen? The reason why we worship God, because we are not perfect. Because He is what? Perfect. Some people have a mindset, tsaka na ako pupunta ng church pag ready na ako. Tsaka na ako pupunta ng church pag handa na ako. Let me tell you this. It is not the person who's well who needs a doctor. It is not a person who has a short hair that needs a haircut. Ang kailangan magpagamot ang mga taong may sakit. Ang kailangan magpagupit ang mga taong mahaba ang buhok. Ang kailangan pumunta sa church hindi yung mga mabubuti at matutuwid. Ang kailangan pumunta sa church at makakilala sa Panginoon ang mga makasalanan at hindi alam kung ano ang layunin ng Panginoon sa kanilang buhay. That's the reason why we are not perfect. But once you come into a relationship with God, He is perfect and He will make your life perfect. The reason why we worship God is not because we are worthy. Because He is what? Worthy. Lord, I'm so ashamed. I cannot come to you. I'm full of sin. No, let me tell you, even if you can live a perfect life, your perfect life is not enough for Him, because all of our righteous acts is our filthy rags in the eyes of God. On Isaiah 64:6. The reason why we can really come to the presence of God in His throne with worthiness, because He is worthy. Amen? I just want to encourage you, for you to understand, true nature of worship, we don't only worship God in good times, in times of prosperity, when you're spiritually okay and mature, we can even worship God in times of failure, in times of weakness, and in times of what? Sinning. Why don't we all stand and let us pray? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes as we come into the presence of a holy God. Heavenly Father, in the name of the mighty name of Jesus, we come to you with humility. We come to you by your grace. And Lord, I pray and I thank you that you would speak to each and every person inside this room, that we will indeed have a great revelation, Lord, of our sinful nature. Lord, talagang napakasama po namin. Sa totoo lang, mas marami pa kaming bagay na iniisip na hindi magaganda kaysa sa mga mabubuti. Bakit? Eh, nature po namin yun. But your nature is really different. When we read God's word, we're being cleansed. Your nature is really love. Your nature is your mercy. Your nature is your grace in our lives. We need that nature. But in order for us to have that nature, we must admit that we are sinners. We must confess that we sinned against a holy God and we hurt your feelings. And we must be willing to repent and turn away from our wrongdoings and our sin. Some of you inside this room, my brothers and my sisters, as we close our eyes, heads bowed, please, no one looking around. Can we close the lights at the sa hall? Even at the back, please. Kindly close the lights at the back, please. Thank you. This is between you and God. I don't want to embarrass any one of you. You have been, maybe you've been coming to this church for the longest time. Or probably some of you have been coming to church for the very first time. And you know God, the Holy Spirit, speaking to you. You know that you are not right with God. Some of you, you're still living in sin right now. Or probably some of you have sinned in the past. Up to this very day, you still haven't what? Confessed. You haven't really asked for what? Forgiveness. You haven't really totally repented. You're still handling it right now. And right now, there's a Nathan in your life, which is the Holy Spirit, telling you, my son and my daughter, it's time for you to repent. It's time for you to turn away from your sin. And allow me to tell you this. The reason why I'm sharing this with you is not in condemnation, but in conviction. Let the man who had no sin cast the first stone. I'm a sinner myself, but I live under the mercy and the grace and the unfailing love of God every single day. Every single day I still sin, but every single day I ask for mercy. Every single day I ask for His forgiveness. Every single day I receive His grace and mercy in my life. And if that is you, my friend, with no one looking around, please, if that is you and saying, Chinky, that is me. I want to stop playing church right now. Starting today, I would admit and I would turn away from my sin. If that is you, you raise both of your hands right now. God bless you. 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 Yes, 5 more seconds. This is between you and God. Heavenly Father, I pray, Lord, for these people. Lord, I can see their brokenness. I can see their confusion. I can see that there's something that's troubling them in their hearts and in their mind. Right now, by the power of your blood, by the power of your word, and by the spirit of repentance that they have right now, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would blot away all of their iniquities. Remove all of their transgressions in the name of Jesus. Wipe away all the sins, their guilt, their shame. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus, as they turn away from their wicked ways and say, Lord, no more. Starting today, I will follow you. Starting today, I will love you. Starting today, I will walk in the righteousness of God. Father, I pray that you'd give them a fresh start. Give them peace. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that they will not live in fear. They will not anymore live in guilt and shame, but they would live in faith. They would live in what? In what? Conviction. They would live what? In the boldness that they can come to the presence of the Lord, not because of their goodness, but they can come in the boldness of the Lord because of your grace, love, and mercy, and unfailing love in their life. Bless them, O Father. You can put down your hands. One last request. One last request. If you'd only permit me, if you just raise your hands, again, I don't want to embarrass you. I want to pray a special prayer for you right in front. If you just raise up your hand, I want you to step out right now. Step out right now. I want to pray for you. Come on. Step up right now from your seat. I want to pray for you here. Don't be ashamed. Again, don't let the spirit of pride control you right now. Pride is not part of you right now. God is going to give you a fresh start. Step front. Come on. Can we please move? I need Victory Group leaders, please help me. Come in front if you're a Victory Group leader. Please help us. Can you please move forward? Let's compress a little bit. Everyone look up here. Compress a little bit. Ma'am, sir, look up here, please. Look at me. There is no shame coming into the presence of the Lord. Eh kung dati nga, walang hiya rin tayong gumawa ng kasalanan eh. Ngayon, gagawa tayo ng tama, nahihiya tayo. Mukhang mali. Kaya I just want to encourage you, starting today, once you return to the Lord, once you say, Lord, I repent of my sin, you can face anyone with conviction. Whatever sin you have done in the past, believe me, whatever sin, God can forgive. I will repeat, if God cannot forgive the trespasses that you have done in the past, Christ died for nothing. What we're doing here is just a game. It's just a religion. But let me tell you, with conviction, by the power of His word, God will forgive you of your sins. He will remember it no more. He will not keep it against you. But there's a but. You have to do God a favor. God's willing to forgive you. As a matter of fact, He sent His one and only Son. But there's one more thing that you need to do. You got to forgive yourself. He cannot forgive if you're not willing to forgive yourself. You've been too hard to yourself. You've been bad. You've been belittling yourself for so many years. You've been blaming yourself for your life for so many years. It's time for you to stop blaming. Yes, you don't blame others, but you blame yourself. Stop the blaming game. Just like what Adam and Eve. Start accepting and start telling God, Lord, today, You will give me a clean slate. Today, You will give me a fresh start. Amen? Bow your heads and let's pray this prayer. Pray with this with me first. You say, Heavenly Father, I know that I am a sinner. I have sinned against You. And I know that You will forgive me. And I know You have died for me. And I know that You will give me a fresh start. Starting today, I surrender my life. I open my life. Starting today, You will be only my Lord. You will be my Savior. You will be my protector. You will be my vindicator. You will be my provider. Thank You, Jesus, for Your love. Not only love, but unfailing love. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your mercy. I receive You as my Lord and Savior. Thank You for the gift of eternal life. Father, I just thank You for this man and women, young and old. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, that You would give them a fresh start. Whatever the enemy has stolen from them, I pray that You would return it back in full. It's not too early for You. It's never too late. You're just in the right of time of God. God wants to put You in this position. But right now, I pray in the name of Jesus that You would grant them peace beyond their understanding. They will sleep well at night. No sleep for so many years, but right now they will sleep well at night. Father, I pray, Lord, whatever their past may be, Lord Father, it will be restored, it will be healed. Time will never heal, only God can heal. Father, I just thank You for this man and women who just made a step of faith. Bless them, oh Father, in Jesus' name. Guys, look up here, one last request. My requests were outnumbered right now. We have only a few Victory Group leaders here. My only request is this. Yes, it's a great thing for you to confess, great thing for you to step out, but I really encourage you to look for someone who's in front, who's wearing a shirt just like this. Get plugged in to a Victory Group. You need a Nathan in your life. It's great to come to church, but you need a Nathan in your life to really speak to you, to help you, to walk you out. Amen? Don't leave here, please, without a no. Do we have a person in the information who will be in charge? Joash, can you be in charge? Pastor Joash will be in charge. Let me bless you. Are you blessed today? Amen? Let me bless you before you go. Heavenly Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. Bless us as we come in. Bless us as we go out. Grant us good health in the name of Jesus. Grant us, Lord Father, Your prosperity and Your blessing. Your plan, just like what You have promised, Your plan for us is to make us the head, not the tail. You want us to become the lender, not the borrower. You want to put us at the top, never be at the bottom. I pray and declare for each and every person represented inside this room. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, Lord, if there are businesses that are not working, it will work again in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for pending promotions, Lord Father, to be given and to be released, Lord. Debts, Lord, right now, it will be canceled in the name of Jesus. People who are jobless in the name of Jesus, they will find their dream job. Bless us as we bless You today. This in Jesus' name, and everybody say a mighty what? Amen and amen. God bless you and see you next week.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. We trust it inspires and encourages you to honor God and make disciples. For more audio messages like these and other resources, please visit victorygreenhills.org/resources.